every time. Limitless play and Christmas cheer all day, every day with Ichola Mega Box.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Yes?
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What helped you to feeling green and so confident?
Well, nourishes your skin with multivitamins.
Protects you from all the germs and leaves you feeling fresh.
What's up always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well.
Wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or West Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fans.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, by DSTV na GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo kick at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kantemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. The best football in the world, it's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sport, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment, reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
About joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? EcoBank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you'll get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank. Save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Zambia National Service has assured motorists that the Great East Road will be reopened to traffic by end of today. Cabinet has approved key measures to lower fuel costs, improve health services, boost energy security, and support vulnerable households. In international news, Guineans have head to polls as Domboya closes campaign amid democracy concerns. And in sports, Morocco gears up for crucial clash with Mali in Group A.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Zambia National Service, ZNS, has assured motorists that the Great East Road will be reopened to traffic by the end of today following the collapse of a bridge in Rufunsa district. ZNS Commander Lieutenant General Engineer Maliti Solochi the second says engineers from the Zambia National Service and the Road Development Agency have already delivered a crawl bridge panels ahead of the installation of a temporary bridge. Lieutenant General Solochi was speaking during a visit to Sinjela area where a bridge over Kankumba stream collapsed yesterday, leaving hundreds of travelers stranded and cutting off the Great East Road. He further disclosed that President Hakainde Hichilema has directed the Zambia Army, the Zambia National Service and the Road Development Agency to conduct a nationwide assessment of all bridges and submit a report on their condition.
Following the Commander in Chief's directive yesterday. We were just, I think, nearby here, and we quickly mobilized through the minister. She relayed the message, and I also confirmed the Commander in Chief, who has also further given a directive now that we and RDA, the ZNS and RDA, must not wait for calamities or disasters to happen. So RDA and ZNS, we have been directed by the Commander in Chief to go countrywide to inspect all roads, to check, because most of these, like the way you are seeing, Engineer Habasindi was explaining, those culverts were put around 1968, long before some of us were even born, you know what I mean? So we've been directed to go out and inspect all roads so that this should not be happening as a surprise.
Meanwhile, Lusaka Province Minister Shiel Munyata has commended the Zambia National Service and the Road Development Agency for their swift response at the site.
First of all, I want to thank the response that RDA and ZNS have put in this calamity we are going through today. Your response so quick, even when we heard that, I think we were very happy that at least you were here. And we thank God that there's no life that was lost. We also thank the villagers themselves for being alert. I was told by a villager here to say this is what is happening. So, such commitment, such alertness is what we want. I want to thank you, sir. Last night when you got the directive from the president, you made it. This morning you are here. That's the commitment we're talking about.
In a related development, a Road Development Agency Director for Road Maintenance Engineer Paul Habasimbi says works on the Akro Bridge are expected to take 3 days. And Rufunsa District Disaster Management Officer Sharon Banda says the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit will station mobile toilets and an ambulance at the site to assist stranded travelers. In the meantime, a temporary 1.5-kilometer detour has been put in place on the Great East Road at Kankumba Stream to allow traffic movement as works begin to install an Akro Bridge on the washed-away section. Speaking in a statement, Road Development Agency Chief Communications and Communication Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Muloa says the detour is being prepared for immediate use by smaller vehicles and buses, while installation works on the temporary bridge are underway and expected to last about 72 hours, weather permitting. Mr. Muloa explains that the road was damaged after heavy rains washed away about 5 meters of the embankment following the failure of an Armco steel culvert, rendering the affected section unsafe and impassable to both motorists and pedestrians. Mr. Muloa has advised road users to adhere strictly to traffic guidance and diversion signs, avoid the affected section where possible, and exercise caution as works continue to restore full connectivity on the Great East Road. Cabinet has approved key measures to lower fuel costs, improve health services, boost energy security and support vulnerable households. Speaking on behalf of government, Minister of Information and Media and Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa said the decisions were made at the final cabinet meeting of 2025. Mr. Mwetwa said cabinet approved the pilot bulk importation of petrol for 4 months, expected to lower pump prices and improve fuel supply. He states that Cabinet also approved the creation of a Constituency Energy Benefit Trust, allowing constituencies to own equity in the Zambia National Energy Corporation and benefit from long-term dividends. Mr. Mwetwa added that the revised National Health Policy 2025 to 2029 was also approved, aimed at improving quality health services and advancing universal health coverage, especially for women, children and vulnerable groups. And on disaster management, Cabinet directed that all farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency be paid in full and approved cash-based transfers for food insecure households in 42 districts. He also emphasized the urgent need to contain cholera outbreaks during the rainy season through vaccination, improved water and sanitation, and coordinated interventions. Mr. Mwetwa added that the government remains committed to protecting lives, supporting livelihoods, and driving national development. In international news, supporters and critics of Guinea's military leader made their voices heard Thursday as General Mamadi Doumbouya